Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Innova Capital Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Chalke from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, sir. Amit, your line has been unmuted.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first FY25 result conference call of Innova Capital Limited. Joining us today on the call are Mr. Vinay Lohariwala, Managing Director, Mr. Lokesh Bhasin, Chief Financial Officer, and I would like to hand over call to Mr. Vinay Lohariwala for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Amit. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings call today to discuss and operational financial performance for Q1 FY25. On this call, we have been joined by Mr. Lokesh Bhasin, CFO, and SGA, our investor relations advisor. I hope everyone has got an opportunity to go through the financial results and investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and our company's website. To talk brief about the recent development of the company, Lokesh will take you through the operational and financial highlights. The Indian pharmaceutical industry is growing at a healthy rate, fueled by a growing demand of fresh therapeutic treatments, expanding generic markets, and government efforts to enhance drug effectiveness. This presents a great opportunity for CDMO manufacturers like us to potential. The position in the industry. We are an integrated pharmaceutical company in India with a presence across the pharmaceutical value chain, including R&D, manufacturing, drug distribution, marketing, and export. We cater to more than 190 clients for 14 out of the 15 pharmaceutical companies. We adhere to and hold various global registrations like WHO GMP, EU GMP, UK MHRA to manufacture a wide range of products in oral solid dosage, ointment, dry powder injection, dry syrup, and liquid orals at our 4 facilities, consisting of 5 separate independent blocks, which are located in Basti, Himachal Pradesh, Dehradun, Uttarakhand, and Taroja, Maharashtra. Our in-house R&D is a of our company which drives the new product development and trials. As the pharmaceutical industry faces challenges due to evolving quality and regulatory standards, we at Innova view these challenges as opportunities. Prioritizing quality and adhering to the stringent protocol of our both domestic and international customers, Innova has consistently met all quality and regulatory requirements since its inception. It is committed to further enhancing its performance. Now coming to our 4 major areas of business performance. Number 1, CDMO. Our extensive CDMO formulation capability enables us to provide a diverse range of dosage forms, including oral solids, oral liquids, dry syrup, ointments, and injectables. CDMO sector has strong demand. We see promising growth potential in the CDMO market. 2, domestic branded generic. For domestic branded generic business involves manufacturing and distribution of products that are distributed across India via a network of distributors, stockists, and pharmacies. Number 3, international branded generic. Our international branded generic business emphasizes exports to emerging and semi-regulated markets. With recent expansion into the UK and Canada, we have exported products to 25 countries and will continue to expand. Biomedicine. CDMO formulation manufacturing capability, including API manufacturing, cater to both domestic and international markets with a special focus on export, including countries like UK, Canada, Europe, Australia, Korea, Vietnam, and America. Recent development. Our greenfield expansion in Jammu is progressing as planned, and we expect that commercialization in the Q2 FY25. Revenue will start kicking in from Q3 FY25, with margin improvement become noticeable from the second year onwards. For this year, the company is also anticipated benefits through the new central scheme for industrial development in J&K. The Jammu unit will have 4 independent blocks in cyclosporin, penicillin, Cynan and DFS, and will focus on manufacturing of diverse range of products within oral solid dosage, dry powder injectable, dry syrup, DFS, large volume parenteral and respiratory rescue products. Through this expansion, we look forward to enhance our capability to 5 facilities having 9 independent manufacturing blocks with an extended product category, which would include VFS, large volume parenteral, respiratory rescues, oral solid dosage, ointment, dry powder injectable, dry syrup and liquid oral. In addition to our current R&D center in Baddi, the company is also setting up a new R&D center in Panchkula, Haryana, which will specialize in generic and complex generic products. Over the past 3-4 years, our revenue has grown at a robust growth rate of 35% CAGR. With the addition of our new Jammu facility, we are optimistic about maintaining this strong growth rate over the next 3-4 years. As a company, we are committed to driving sustainable growth by exploring new opportunities and concentrating on value-added products. Indian pharmaceutical companies are poised for substantial growth in the mid to long term, as both domestic and global manufacturers look for dependable and sustainable supplies like us. I now request Mr. Lokesh to take you through the operational and financial performance of Q1 FY25. Over to you, Lokesh.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. Q1 FY25 has been a good quarter for us, as our key operational and financial metrics witnessed healthy growth. Q1 FY25 highlights are: total income came in at around ₹296 crores, with a growth of 27% on a year-to-year basis and 10.5% on a quarter-to-quarter basis. Business mix are as follows: CDMO contributed 57% for this quarter. Domestic branded generic is at 17%. International branded generic is at 11%, and the balance of 15% is contributed by Sharon. Our EBITDA stood at ₹54 crores, with a growth of 37% on a year-to-year basis and 1% on a quarter-to-quarter basis. EBITDA margin stood at 15.1% as against 13.9% in Q1 FY24 and 15.7% in Q4 FY24. Profit after tax for the quarter was at ₹29.5 crores with a growth of 68% on a year-to-year basis and 3% on a quarter-to-quarter basis. Tax margin stood at 10% as against 7.5% in Q1 FY24 and 10.9% in Q4 FY24. At a group level, our capacity utilization levels stood at approximately 52%. With this, I would like to conclude the presentation and open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Tushar Agate from Kamyanka Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to know your food business. Can you please rank your business as per the EBITDA margin? And in in your branded generics, what are our plans going forward? That would be my first question.
So, as you said, our EBITDA margin normally stands in the range of 13 to 15%, depending upon the seasonality impact. So, this is the question that you were asking?
No, sir. I'm just asking, like, you have four segments, like CDMO, domestic branded generics, international branded, and regulated generics. Just wanted to know, like, what would be the different margin profile for all this? And, hello?
We normally do not track our area-wise EBITDA margin.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are, Mr. Tushar.
Yeah, yeah. So, can you share the EBITDA margin of your business?
Sir, Tushar, your voice is slightly cracking. Can you please repeat your question?
Yeah, sir, I wanted to know the EBITDA margin of your business.
Yes, so Tushar, I'll submit that we do not track our EBITDA margin at a business area level.
Fair enough, sir.
So, the margins are available at our entity level.
Fair enough. So, in terms of your branded generic business, what are our plans going forward? How we are planning to scale that up, and how we are planning to scale up the Sharon business?
So, as we earlier also said that we have focused on all four areas of our business operation. That includes our branded generic business and Serum Biomedicine business as well. So, say we have the Pan India presence in our branded generic that we do the marketing in name of Unimedic Medicare. We have a strong approximately 300 person sales force there. And we continue to grow at a rapid speed. In past also, if you see, we have grown at a CAGR of 30% plus. So, we will try to maintain that and we will more focus on the remote location area and where the product basket is in. And let me come to the Serum Biomedicine. Now, it is the fourth quarter that is consolidated into our balance sheet. And the P&L is also consolidated for the fourth quarter. There also we have a well-focused for the regulated market. So, as you know that most of the sale in CDMO segment in Serum Biomedicine comes from the regulated market. So, we are developing new products and starting the exhibit purchase there in the Serum Biomedicine as well. I think this answer your question.
Yeah, sir. I just wanted to know, like, in terms of for our tablets and capsules, why are the utilization so less, like, compared to others? I'm saying, is it important?
So, you are asking me about the other category of products or the other tier?
No. Compared to the other, the other medium, only the tablets and capsules. The capacity utilization is comparatively less, in the range of 50% or so.
So generally the tablet capsule manufacturing in oral solid dosage is a complex dosage form. And these dosage forms is again widely available to most of the manufacturers. So say if there is an oral liquid or injectable, they are the much instrument as compared to tablet complex. So due to that, the tablet capsule complexity of the treatment giving the higher percentage utilization and I can say that utilization is at 45%, 42%.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you. I will get back in the queue for the photo.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Bhatia from Bandhan AMC. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You are.
Am I audible? Yeah, thank you. APR pricing situation, I think so this has been discussed many times earlier as well, but throw some more intimate light in terms of what's happening on the ground for the pricing, stability wise, as well as chronic related APIs or related APIs, something on that front that will help us more understand about this market on the ground.
So, as you are asking about the current trend of our API prices, because we are not able to hear, there is some issue in voice, the clarity of voice. So, is our voice audible and clear?
So, it's a little bit muffled at your end. I repeat my question.
Yes, sir.
Sir, the management line is not clear. I'll disconnect the line and add the secondary number. Ladies and gentlemen, please wait. The management line will now be disconnected. Ladies and gentlemen, the management line has been reconnected. Over to you, sir.
I have a question. Yeah. So just in terms of API pricing, I think this has been coming up every quarter. It could help us give some more informative color for the API pricing right now. And maybe a more qualitative sense in terms of, let's say, acute API versus chronic API. What do you think out there?
So, yes, sir. So, as far as our API pricing are concerned, so as we already informed earlier, so we have been seeing a declining trend in the API pricing over last 3-4 years, especially post-COVID. So, talking about this quarter, we are seeing a more or less stabilization level of API. So, we are still observing it as the time proceeds, but as of now, it seems that it is in the stabilization phase.
And is the trajectory or the move significantly different for acute API versus chronic API, or things are more or less the same?
See, for us it is more or less same. From API procurement, both are more or less same for us.
And sir, in terms of your API sourcing requirement, could you help us do a breakup in terms of what is locally sourced and how much is imported, let's say, from China as things stand today? And because the pricing has come down to such an extent, have we changed the sourcing to any case?
As of now, if I look at our sourcing location, so approximately 70-80% of our API is sourced through domestic channels only.
And what would have been the case, let's say, 2 years back in terms of, or if the 1 year back, was the API sourcing that is already 70-80% domestic resource?
So, sir, a lot of PLI is offered by the government of India, and the China substitution is now started. So, we think that the trend of our procurement from domestic will increase.
Okay, and so in terms of your gross margins, let's say just for this last 3-4 quarters, the trajectory that we see, if you could help us give us some more color, 300-400 up in the gross margins, that continues to be a function of your drug mix, let's say, within the CDMO business, or it has more to do with, let's say, the anti-generic business as well as
picking up as a percentage of sales, or it has more to do with the pricing leadership? What would be the top lever that we think of the product margins?
So in if you compare the whole four segment of the business, we have a better margin in our domestic branded jewelry, international branded jewelry, compared to our CDMO business. But we always say that we have the focus on all the four category equally, right? So state will be like the business composition will be will remain more or less the same. So there could be a difference in 1 or 2 percentage basis. Let's say we have the situation.
50.1%.
So we have like 57% CDMO state. So that will remain like 58-56% in the future also. So the all four category is growing at a healthy pace. And our margin, blended margin is come around near around 15%. So historically also we are in the same range of say 15% plus minus 2%.
Okay. Okay. Sure, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ankush Manjan from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Manjan. Hello.
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
I'm audible?
Yeah, Ankush. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks to provide me an opportunity and congrats for a good set of numbers. Sir, I just try to understand when we say that CDMO part, that's a domestic business, so how it is different from the other companies, like say, let's take example of the Divi's. Divi's is also a CDMO player, largest player. Lawrence is also a largest player. And they are offering their services to the innovators in the US market. So I just try to understand the nature of the CDMO business, sir. If you throw some more light, I really appreciate, sir.
Yeah. Sure, Ankush. So if you see that our InnovaCaptive business is focused on the CDMO business, so that is domestic CDMO. So here we do have our own generic product development, and then we offer to the various client on P2P basis. Whereas if you see that the company you name, there is CDMO services is offered on an international business basis to the innovators. So that is basically our business model in Innova is like we are offering services to the domestic pharmaceutical company. We have our own R&D, we develop our own product, and then we offer on P2P basis. So if you see our Serum Biomedicine profile, there we have the strong international business, international CDMO business. So there we are offering the product to the UK or the Canada market.
Fine, sir. So in domestic CDMO, what exactly the services that we offer to the domestic clients?
So like we have our own finished product development and we offer that finished product to the Indian marketing company.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So, what we are observing, sir, that there is a continuous fall in, I think, the sale is stable basically, for the domestic CDMO business. So, how do you see, sir, in upcoming future, and where is the opportunity lies?
So, you are talking about our number?
Yeah.
So,
for domestic CDMO business, from last 3 years, it's almost stable.
So currently for domestic CDMO, we have the two facilities in Baddi, rather three blocks in two facilities. So these three blocks, one block is established in 2007, another was established in 2010. And then the third block was established in 2017, extended in 2021 again. So from the capacity point of view, we have a very high capacity utilization in two of the blocks. That is the 2010 cephalosporin block and 2007, the original block from where we have started our company. So that is in the range of say 70% or somewhere 80 to 85% also. So we have the spare capacity only in the 2017 and 21 block, the general block. That is also in the tablet capsule. So if you see that there is a decline in the price of API and due to this capacity constraint in the two of the blocks, or we can say the 60% block, we have the no spare capacity. So these capacity will be, say, cephalosporin capacity will be relaxed with the Jammu. So once we commercialize the Jammu, our capacity concern will be removed. So then, let's say we can grow at a better, higher rate. So if, still we see quarter on quarter comparison, there is a 10% approximately increase in our volume.
Okay. Quarter on quarter 10%. So what kind of capex we have done in Jammu plant, sir?
So Jammu plant will be, the capex will be approximately 450 crore.
450 crore. And asset terms we are looking, sir, in this plant?
So sir, in past we have topped at a 5 time of the, say, 4 to 5 time asset turn. So here we have 4 blocks. Independent four blocks for DFS, cephalosporin, beta lactam, and penicillin. So this block is capable to produce a top line of say 2000 crore. So yeah, down the line, say 4-5 years, once the block is stable, it can do the top line of 2000 crore. But we see say a utilization of 40-50%. So that figure come around at 800 to 900 crore in a period of 3 to 4 years.
I agree, sir. Sir, Sharon is doing quite strong, good things. What is the opportunity that we are looking in Sharon in the international market and with the innovators, and we can say that international players? How do you see, sir?
So, as I explained earlier, the core of So the core of InnovaCaptive was, say, the domestic CDMO. So we entered into the regulatory, into the export business in late 2012 and 13. Our site was then approved by various regulatory authorities, including the UGMP. So we get our UGMP certification in 2017. Then in 2019, it was again revalidated. So from the cephalosporin block, we start entering into the regulated market as well. We commercialize our product in the UK market or the Canada market from our cephalosporin InnovaCaptive. So then, say, this opportunity of Theron Biomedicine come to us, and we look from the regulated business perspective. So there we have the general block, and we find that it strategically fits to us. So we have the DSIR approved R&D center. We have developed a few molecules there to roll to the regulatory market also. And so that's why the Theron is a perfect fit for the regulatory business, regulatory CDMO business for us. So now we, from the, say, regulated CDMO business, we are concentrating or on the Theron, there are in block. So from there we see to extend our regulatory business footprint.
So, what's the plan for growth for
the Sharon? So, let's say, it's the same, that let's add the client and add the product. So, we keep on focusing on the international customers, and from existing customer, we try to increase the loins here, let increase the number of SKUs.
So, can I get the major therapy in Sharon?
In Sharon, we have the general tablet capsule. So the therapeutic category would be like anti-diabetic, anti-cardiac, NSAID, painkiller. So all general type of products can be manufactured there.
Okay. We are exporting into Europe, not in US, till time.
Not in US. We are exporting to Europe and Canada, Australia, South Africa, just other than US market.
So my last one is that due to this Biosecure Act in US, so how do you see about this outsourcing to India?
Please come again. I am not able to listen to you.
Sir, there is a BioSecure Act. BioSecure Act in US market.
So we are not US focused, basically. So that's why I am not able to comment on this question.
Fine. So the last one is that, as you said that from the last 3-4 years, we were growing at 30-35%. What's your guidance for further, sir?
So, sir, since the last, if you see the last 10-12 years, we have always doubled our turnover in the 3 to 4 years mark. Sometimes it is like, let's say, three years, sometimes it was 4 years. So, with the, even in the near past, if you see, the same growth rate we have maintained. So, with the help of Jammu plant, we are feeling that again we will double our revenue and bottom line numbers to double in the next 3 years.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anand Padmanabhan from PGIM India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Apologies, sir, in case you have already covered this point. I joined the call a bit late. So on the Jammu plant, what is your guidance? You said that around 800 to 900 crores over the next 2 to 3 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. And this 800 crores, what would be the breakup between, say, domestic CDMO and international generics or this...
So, let's say, to mature international business, we take little bit time, say 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
So, these number is majorly from the domestic pharmaceutical, the domestic CDMO.
Domestic CDMO. And would that be some internal sales to your international generics?
So, that will be internal sale to our Univentis Medical also. So, part of that will go to the Univentis. But at a Innova level, that is like a CDM only.
Okay. So 800 crores, which includes sales to, it will include the external domestic CDMO sales and also internal sales to the domestic formulations and maybe to the, even for Sharon or international branded generics in case there is some internal sales that you would have to do in terms of the allocation of capacities that will happen.
Yes, but international sales generally start after, say, 1 to 2 years time because we need to file the dossier to the various regulatory market or the rest of the world, and then the business starts.
Okay. Okay. So it's fair to assume that almost 70-80% of these 800 crores would be in external sales on the CDMO side.
Right. Perfect. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for asking my questions.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit Kalke from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Vinay, the first question I have on the CDM pricing and how has been for last 4Q, basically Q1Q, how the pricing has moved for the CDMO?
So CDMO pricing, if you see from the API perspective, there is a cool down in the API price. But now we see that there is no further decrease or the rate is getting normalized from the this quarter. There is no further decrease in from say last 2 quarters. So there will be base normalization effect. So from the next quarter or this quarter onward, we will see the growth in the turnover as well.
So the volume growth should start reflecting in our revenue growth numbers. Next quarter.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Sir.
Okay. Perfect. And the second question I have is on the Schedule M. How things are changing on ground because of this? Because we have been hearing news on a lot of plants taking closure notices from the government, especially in Himachal region. So, what's your insights on the same and how things will benefit going ahead to company like Innova? Thanks.
Yeah. So, from the Schedule M perspective, you see, sir, there is a massive change in the Schedule M.
That needs the capital investment as well. So, Schedule M, there are two, three types of things. One is need the capital investment. Second is the science-based documentary changes. The other is like practice-related issues. We cannot say that it is just a documentary or practice-based issue. There we require the financial investment as well. So, we see it as a great opportunity in the CDMO space, not only for the Innova, for all the companies. Those who will comply with the regulation will go ahead into the cow and will attract the good business. So, or those who will not adhere to the quality principles or will not comply will face the challenges. So, as you know that domestic CDMO business is well fragmented business, so I think that it will help the industry to further consolidate towards the bigger CDMO player.
Sure. So, are we seeing any traction or any incremental inquiries from the from our clients because this scheduling strength is coming in?
Yes, sir. There is a continuous process, Samaya, that the inquiry come and few inquiries come because of the consolidation also.
Right. So, the third question I have on the trade generic side, at present, how has been our presence across India? Like, are we a region-centric players in a trade generic, or we are spread across India? What would be our strategy to grow our presence in the trade generic market?
Okay. So, trade generic, we started in 2016, and we grown our trade generic business at a very healthy pace rate. So, now we are covering almost pan-India. We have the presence pan-India. And we are focusing on, say, where we have the lesser sale or our deep, if we do not have the deep concentration, we are focusing on that to reach to all the interior and length and width of the country. So that is the, say, geographical presence side. Other is the, like, product side. So we keep focus on launching the good products. And as per the market requirement, we keep focusing on enhancing our product basket as well. With the help of these two, or the combination of these two, we anticipate that we will keep growing in our trade generic business as well. And it will, the constituent is currently like 17% in our total sales. And as we double, in the next say three years time, so we see the same percentage means our trade generic business should also grow at the same pace rate.
Sure, sir. I will join back the queue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Hiten Borisa from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes, sir. You are audible.
Yeah. Please. Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my only question is on the Jammu plant. So you mentioned we are looking for 800-900 crores of sales in next 3 to 4 years. So, if you can quantify what kind of revenue we are expecting in FY25?
So, sir, if you see that we are saying that by the Q2 end or maybe up to our first week, we will start the operation in the new facility. So, anticipating the first quarter is a bit difficult. But let's say the next year the runway is set, the opening hour is, 2-3 opening hour is already placed and we will be on the track to see the good trajectory in the next financial year.
So maybe from next year this plant can generate 200 to 300 crore kind of revenue, right?
So we are anticipating better than that, sir.
Okay. apart from this, excluding Jammu, our regular business will grow anywhere between 20 to 25%.
No, sir. So that as we already covered that we in our cephalosporin or the original 2007 block, we have the capacity constraint. Only the capacity is available in our general facility. So there we expect that early teen type growth. Not 20-25%, but the early teen type growth due to the capacity. So the capacity will be leveraged from the Jammu. The same block is there, let's say cephalosporin, and three new projects will be there. So most of the growth will come from the Jammu facility, whereas we will maintain a healthy rate of growth in the core Baddi business.
Okay, so just to understand better, sir, our blended growth this year will anywhere in between 12-15%, right?
This year will be, but it will be better than this, sir, because few data will be added from the Jammu also.
Okay. And margins will remain at similar level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Similar level. Okay.
Yeah, that's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Shah from GC Holding. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to check on one thing. Post the commission of Jammu facility, where do you expect the share of CDMO in the overall revenue mix to be?
So, we expect that it will remain same because the like trade generic of is holding 17% share. From Jammu also, the product will be sold to the Univentis Medicare, our trade arm. So overall, maybe say international business, there may be lag for a few times, say 1 year or so. But overall, we expect the same constituent in our business.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bijal Bakhai from Amit Chetani Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, congratulations on a good set of numbers. I just wanted to know how much can we sweat our existing plant, not the Jammu one. How much can we sweat, what is the capacity utilization, and the kind of value add or the top line growth that can happen to the same plant further?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
So as we already said, in our existing plant, so in our original plant of general block that we set up in 2006, our CIPA block that we set up in 2010, so the capacity is already at an optimized level.
Okay.
So there would be a very normal organic growth from there. And in a G block, which we extended in 2017 and 2021, there is a available capacity in oral solid dosages. So whatever growth that we are looking in our existing manufacturing capabilities from Baddi plant, so that would be driven from our capacity available, mostly will be driven from our capacity available in our G block 20.
Okay. So nothing significant in terms of volumes can come from Baddi now.
We basically are manufacturing capability driven business, and we see Jammu as just a part of addition to our overall manufacturing capability level.
Okay.
So yes, in overall scheme, the capability, the extension, the growth shall be driven by Jammu plant.
Okay.
But they will go in a normal growth level in early teens.
Right. So when is the kickstart of the first block? Jammu?
So Jammu we are planning to start in September itself.
September. So that will be the commercial production or will that be trials?
So we have like a cephalosporin block where we will go through the tech transfer route. So it will be immediately commercialized from there.
Okay. Fine. That's all. Yeah. Thanks a lot and best wishes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shruti Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So I just wanted to understand, what is your CapEx guidance for the next 3 years? Like, I read in your note that you're going to set up a new R&D plant in Panchkula, Haryana. So I just wanted to understand, what additional CapEx do we have for the next 3 years after stabilizing of the Jammu block?
So the R&D CapEx is already committed. We have already closed our building. Infrastructure is already created. So let's say 10 to 15 crore is the total expenditure that we are going to do this year on the R&D side. And Jammu facility will also be, most of the CapEx is already done. So apart from that, only the maintenance CapEx will come. So until unless we plan for the, say, next manufacturing facility, whenever that will be done, we will come and inform to the all stakeholders that what are the plans. Till then, the CapEx will be like only the 3 to 4% of the gross block, that is the maintenance CapEx. That's all.
Got it. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. We have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us in the earnings call. We appreciate your time and showing interest in our company. In case of any queries, you can get in touch with us or SGA, our investor relation advisor. We look forward to meeting all of you over the next call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.